interested in Japanese culture and also in the period of atrocities in the Second World War. Now, in European literature, the coexistence of high art with cruelty has a very kind of long been a theme with Nazi officers listening to Beethoven and so on. But how do you see that relationship yourself between refinement and barbarity that come out of the same culture and sometimes the same people? And should it make us wary of aesthetics, of things that where beauty may be on the surface only, or how do you see that?
Well, it's every culture, I think, has these dualities. You've got great art and refinement, and yet, because we're human beings, we all share the same human nature, there's this dark side to us. So the Japanese are not unique, and you've given the examples of the Germans as well. And I feel that all of us here today, we have that as well. We're capable of great cruelty. But what we are also capable of is controlling it, minimizing it, and to a certain extent redirecting this energy, this bad energy, into something positive. And that's where great beauty is produced, because out of all that conflicting emotion, if you can channel it well, you can create something permanent and good. So we shouldn't be wary of beauty or culture. It should actually make us aware that it's fragile, and we have to take steps to always to conserve it and to protect it.